How y'all doing tonight? I really want to thank you guys for coming out. I know it was Easter Sunday, and when Marianne and I booked this show, neither one of us had any idea that this was Easter Sunday. So.
No. See, we're in Raleigh, right?
Yeah. Yes, you're in Raleigh.
I say congratulations to Duke.
To Duke. All right, well, listen, in case, I know that, well, I recognize there's 95% of you, so in case you don't know who we are, we're Jamie Beverly, the Labor Drifters. Even though there's a handful of us and it's Easter Sunday and everybody's feeling a little hurt, we're going to do our best to play for you, so here we go.
Hey man, get up. Come on, let's go. Now take my last $10, I'm going to show. Guess what I live for, oh man. Don't you know, hell or high water, I'm going to the show. Now get my keys, you get your smokes. I'll twist one up when we hit that open road. Show starts at 10, and man, come on, let's go. Cause I need some honky-tonkin' and some rock and roll. Sit there, get up, come on, let's go. I'll take my last $10, I'm going to the show. That's what I live for, man, don't you know? Hell or high water, I'm going to the show. Banjo. Don't you forget that twinkle in my eye. Said man, get up, come on, let's go. I'll take my last $10, I'm going to the show. That's what I live for, man, don't you know? Hell or high water, I'm going to the show. Hell or high water, I'm going to the show.
Thank you. Hey, Evan, can you bring down my vocal? Yeah, Johnny likes the guitar heavy on his side. So did everybody have a happy Easter thus far?
Happy Easter Day!
How about you young folks? Was the Easter Bunny good to you? See, I'm jealous. I didn't get any chocolate.
I did.
But he did send Jim Beam over to visit us, and you'll learn about that someday. So on that note, I'm gonna dedicate this song to Jeff Young and Teresa, since last night was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm on the drug train, mama, yes indeed. Drug train on the drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets. How to do a little toke and do a little line. Drug train, trying to find that homemade wine. Drug train, all I know is just a matter of time. I'm a drug train, mama, yes indeed. Drug train, I'm a drug train, mama, trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets. Tell them that.
Drug train,
Drug train, turns out she worked for the local PD. Drug train, now I'm locked up in old cell block C. On the drug train, mama, yes indeed. Drug train, on the drug train, mama trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets. Johnny Lawler. Mama trying to plant some seeds. Drug train, everything I know, I learned in them streets.
Can you guys hear everything real good? Well, y'all pay some respects to Mr. Evan running the sound, because this sounds mighty good up here, and I hope it's as enjoyable to you all. I'm going to dedicate this song to HSBC's American Express Department.
I said I woke up early on Monday. I had to go to town. Lord, I went to pick up a few things and take a look around. And the sun was shining bright. Birds sang a sweet song, and it was such a lovely day that nothing could go wrong. Till I walked into my local bank to get myself some cash. The clerk said, "No, sirree, Mr. Beverly, you're flat on your ass." And the judge sent me a letter. Sheriff's after you, because you haven't made a payment since 1992. That's when I reached across the counter, grabbed him by his tie, and he hit me with the stapler, so I busted both his eyes. And I grabbed that judge's letter and tore it to the floor. Picked up Johnny Lawless and we drove to Baltimore. Saw the old red blue flashing lights, and then I reached for my rifle. Sheriff grabbed his gun, and I laid that bastard on the ground, and I started on a run. Show me how to run. After me, facing lots of time, but I've gotta take a stand before they hang me for my crimes. And you might call me a simple man, cause I hold a grudge, but before they get those cuffs on me, I'm going to kill that judge.
Speaker here, try to
okay. Oh, man.
Get some of the monitor out of it.
That might help.
Could you come up here on stage and tune this thing for me?
That's why you make the big bucks, man.
As soon as I do, let me know.
Well, if you compare better with somebody else's band,
that's not going there right now.
We're not going to play any more music. We're going to have a band meeting right here. Y'all want to hear a new song? The song's going to be on our next album. Since it's a small, intimate crowd, I'll give you a little storyteller on it. I'll do that for you a little bit, brother. Excuse me. We sent our CD, Dark Bar on a Jukebox, to the guys at Sirius Radio's Outlaw Country program. Like, several weeks went by, and they didn't play it. And I sent them an email and said, hey, how come y'all didn't play my record? You know, short, sweet, and to the point. They wrote me back and said, well, you're a little too country. I said, how in the hell am I too country for outlaw country? So y'all best change the name of your show or start playing my record. And they've done neither. So I wrote them a song. This is called They'll Only Play My Music When I'm Dead. One, two.
I was singing, hammer swinging at this bar. Just howling at the moon, chasing my star. When this guy walked up to me and he said, man, I dig that beat. And with them tunes of yours, you'll go far. And after the show, I saw him turn to go. So I thanked him for his words and first time. And he said that damned FM dial, they won't play the old style. And brother, man, I swear that's a crime. And I said, man, you hit the nail on the head. Cause there's suits and ties in Nashville, sleeping in golden beds. They ain't trying to give a poor boy no bread. But they might just play my music when I'm dead. Tell them that. Since I was 17 years old, I've been meeting lots of folks, been living free. And I've seen the absurd, wrote some hits you've never heard. Cause I get no love from Nashville, Tennessee. And I said I can't afford to settle down and wed. And I'm gonna roam this old highway till I paint it bloody red. And I could help mama retire if I ate some lead. Cause they'll only play my music when I'm dead. That's right, they'll only play my music when I'm dead.
That's a new one gonna be on the next album, mate.
That could fit that one either, but
what's that?
They won't play that one either.
That's why I wrote it. That's kind of the tongue-in-cheek part. It's like, you know, it's the same thing as flipping the birds, I guess.
I bet someone will play that song. You'll play it in your home when it's on the
CD. I could be real smart aleck and like sell that song to Toby Keith's manager or something. Butcher it. Johnny said, what's he gonna do with it? I said, butcher it.
Alright. Toby Keith was dead to play his music, right?
I think it's cover time, Phillip.
All right, what you got?
I've been doing this one for a long time, and I like doing it. I think y'all like it, too. First one.
And I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas. To a little place called the Hamburger Den. And I heard that old jukebox start playing. An old tune called the Truck Driving Man. Thank you. jukebox are playing an old tune called Truck Driving Man. And the waitress, she done brought me some coffee, and I thanked her and called her back again. And I said that old song sure does fit me, because I'm an old truck driving man. Said pour me another cup of coffee, for it's the best in the land. Lord, I'll put a nickel in the jukebox, and we'll play the truck driving band.
So far away, and I'm so out of view.
escape those memories of you.
No comment. As long as your fingers work, that's all that matters.
Set a high. Getting on a train. I'm heading out of town. And don't come looking for me, baby. I won't be around. Yeah, I'm getting on a train. Once I do, you know I'm good as gone. Once I do, you know I'm good as gold. Should have thought about my mother before you went and done me wrong.
Dude, that's a new song. The diehard maniacs all know this one already. But those who download the BitTorrents know. The song's about the first time I ever caught a freight train. It's appropriately entitled "On the Ride Train."
Hobo singing a song, and I stopped to listen in, sit down for a minute, cause I knew what he had would take long. Started talking about the road, carrying a heavy load, and he said, boy, you's out here on your own, and if you want to beat that train through your sorrow and pain, little brother, you best learn to ride a train. And he said, brother, I'm a going to ride a train. And he said, brother, I'm a going to ride a train. I'm going to pull an all-nighter. I'm going to be a shadow rider. Said, brother, I'm a going to ride a train. Awful young, and you sure don't look dumb. Tell me what the hell you doing out here alone. I said, man, I just don't know where this road will go, but I gotta find a way to beat the brain. Said, if you wanna beat that brain through your sorrow and pain, little brother, you best learn to ride a train. And he said, brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. And he said, brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. I'm gonna be a shadow rider, said brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. Back. He said, boy, before you go, I just got to know how you gonna beat what's mundane. Said, I'm gonna beat my brain through this sorrow and pain. And brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. And I said, brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. And I said, brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. I'm gonna be a shadow rider, said brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. One more time. And I said, brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. And I said, brother, I'm a gonna ride a train. I'm gonna pull an all-nighter. I'm gonna be a shadow rider, said brother, I'm a gonna ride a train.
Gonna be on the new album also. Now I know it's Easter Sunday. I know some folks are hungover and some folks are indifferent, but are y'all having a good time?
Yeah.
All right. We appreciate it, man. I'm glad that a handful of y'all come to spend your what should be your dinner hour with your families, hanging out with our sorry asses. But I appreciate it.
But we gotta work here tomorrow.
So do we.
Yeah.
Oh no, we don't. We're off tomorrow. Excuse me. I stand corrected. Yeah, actually, I gotta fix the bridge of this guitar, and he's gotta get that bass fixed, so it's work tomorrow anyway.
Do I work tomorrow?
Yes, sir. So let's see here. We've done some old, we've done some new, we've done a cover.
We haven't done a 20-play Cochran in a long time.
We haven't done that in a while. You guys like Eddie Cochran, anybody?
Yes.
All right.
I don't
want to
miss you too much.
I'll watch the tempo too. Well, I got a gal with a wrecking machine. When I come through, I'm in, she's a queen. Love to dance on Saturday night. All alone, I'm a holder tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I'ma walk one, two, five, four, five, six, seven, five, eight, five more. On the 12th, I'm starting to drag. Yeah, 15th floor, I'm in ready to say. Get to the top, and I'm too tired to run. She's called me up on the telephone, said, coming over, baby, I'm all alone. Said, honey, that's mighty sweet. Now I'm in bed with the aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I'ma climb one, two, five, fly, four, five, six, seven, five, eight, fly, four. On the 12th, I'm starting to drag. Yeah, 15th floor, get ready to say. Get to the top, man, I'm too tired to ride. No, baby.
Thank you.
to Chicago for repairs. Till it's fixed, I'm using the stairs. I gotta hurry before it's too late. Love my girl too much to wait. And all this climb is getting me down. Find my corpse draped over the rail. I'ma walk 1, 2, fly 3, fly 4. 5, 6, 7, fly dead, fly more. On 12, I'ma start the track, man. 15, floor, I'm in ready to say. Get to the top, man, I'm too tired to rock.
Thank you. Hey, Evan, I just want to bring it to your attention, and it's nothing we got to worry about until the set break. This bad boy is cutting in and out and humming like all hell. I don't know if it's your snake or what, but it's making a weird noise. So I just want to bring it to your attention. So I figure we'll do like what, 2 more and take a short break, and then we'll come back and do a long set for y'all who want to stick around and hang out with us. This goes out to anybody that believes in ghosts.
I said yo, ho, ho, ho. I said yo, ho, ho, ho. Well, there is a patch of train tracks outside of Silver Spring. I said, yo, ho, 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 ho. It used to be the freight line right into D.C. I said, yo, ho, 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 ho. Now a fence guards a trestle, but some walk round and peek, and they stare in the mud. Don't believe, yet I felt the rumble of the ghost of old D.C.
Somebody slam a door or somebody get shot outside. Oh, okay. Johnny about to go into Marine Corps flashbacks. He's like, what was that? All right, well, just to expedite things, man, because I know it's a Sunday night, I know it's Easter. We're going to do one more, take a 15-minute break, and then bang out the second set for you guys and stick around. And watch the tempo.
Okay.
For North Carolina, the home state of Earl Scruggs.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
See y'all in 15 minutes. Thank you. Because the people mean more than the money. That's how it's got to be. Otherwise, I'm not doing this proper. And I'm going to dedicate this song to Ed, who bought me my first whiskey tonight. Oh, give me a little less guitar in the center. Thanks. There we go.
One more time.
I'ma take her up this town. Set him up, bartender, 'cause I'll keep knocking him down. And I'm drinking bourbon 'cause she ain't around. Come on, boys. Been a long time now since I looked in her eyes. And I'll tell you, brother, it'll come as no surprise. She's gone and left me, and I got tears in my eyes. It's me and you, barkeep, and this empty glass of ice. And I'm drinking bourbon, 'cause the blues got me down. And I'm drinking whiskey, and I'ma take her up this town. Set him up, bartender, 'cause I keep knocking him down. By her stove. touching foes. She's with another. Four times the same coup. Instead of holding her, I'm sitting here talking to you. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause the blues got me down. And I'm drinking whiskey, and I'm a tear up this town. Set them up, bartender, and I'll keep knocking them down. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause she ain't around. And I'm drinking bourbon, cause she ain't around. Yeah, hallelujah.
Hey, Evan, if
you want to put the bass down too?
Oh, okay, on John's monitor, if you could turn the acoustic guitar here and give him a little bit more bass, he's just slightly off. Thank you. Hey, y'all, give Evan a round of applause, man. The sound here is badass. He's doing a great job, y'all.
Evan, I do hear a tone coming sometimes during my solos, kind of from that direction. It's a little bit of an almost feedback.
I feel like doing another new song. Y'all hear something new? Goes out to my ex, Jessica, who after 10 years of disappearance heard I had myself a pretty girlfriend and tried to get me back. And as you'll be able to tell from the song, her efforts were an exercise in futility. That's okay. I want you in tune. I think they do too. This song is appropriately entitled, I Don't Give a Damn.
On you these last years alone. Now you walk back in my heart, back into my home. And I guess you didn't hear the refrain to anyone that looks like you. And I know you're the same old devil, and that you can't be true. Girl, I never told your secrets, and I never told no lies. Always was a shoulder when you had to have a cry. And then I bumped into old Johnny Law, and soon after you ran. And now you're telling me you're so sorry, but I don't give a damn. And I've had my nose busted up, and my shoulder and my knuckles too. But I'd chop off every finger I've got if it keep me safe from you. Girl, that I don't understand. Cause you can be sweet and be sorry, baby, but I don't give a damn. Tell her that. Sorry, baby, but I don't give a damn. Everybody, I said you can be sweet and be sorry, baby, but I don't give a damn.
Thank y'all very much.
Okay, actually, Evan, the bass is actually a hair high now. If you can split the difference, I appreciate it.
So that song is going to be on the new record, too. Y'all like any of the new stuff that you ain't heard yet? Anybody digging it?
All right, well, we might sell 5 or 6 CDs then, I guess. Not back to back that, but I will.
I'll watch the tempo on this, I promise.
I'm going to pay some respects to one of my heroes in rock and roll back in the 50s. No disrespect to Elvis Presley, because we all know Elvis is the quote-unquote king, but I got to tell y'all something. If Chuck Berry had not been a person of color, he would have been given that crown, because the man had the best backing band of anybody in his era. He wrote his own songs, he played his own guitar, and he was a bad motherfucker, if I may say so. So, to give respects to Chuck Berry, one of my heroes, we're going to go back to 1957 on Chess Records and give that old girl about 30 days to get back home.
One, two, three, four. I'm gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. She gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo, and that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Now 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Now 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Yeah, I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. They gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo, and that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. I done talked to the judge in private early this morning. He done took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They gon' put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Sing it after me. Now 30 days.
On 30 days.
Now 30 days.
On 30 days.
Yeah, I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. They gon' put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home. 30 days, bend it up real good, man. I'm going to call my friend Jeff Clayton. I'm going to see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Now 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Now 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Yeah, I'm going to see that you'll be back home in 30 days. And don't give me no consolation. I'm going to take it to the United Nations. I'm going to see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
Mr. Chuck Berry, thank y'all.
Mullins? Oh, gracious me.
Oh, gracious.
Jesus, Mike, what'd you do? Rip off Kentucky?
And a water for
the okay, he ran down to Statesville and got himself some toilet wine trying to pass it off as whiskey. Man, I went to county jail, right? I made the mistake of trying that stuff. Boy, that'll lay a hurting on you like moonshine, dude. That's bad news.
Oh, somebody sent this
up. He did. That's your buddy, Bubba. Listen, I mean this with all my heart, man. I know it's Easter Sunday, and some of y'all are going to be in the doghouse with your wives and husbands and parents and children and all that stuff for not being home. This is to all y'all for spending your evening hanging out with our sorry asses. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
more for posterity.
I'm calling for posterity. Right.
And yeah, we drank 2 fifths of Jim Beam until 7:30 this morning, so. He says it don't taste good. I say it's what I need to keep from falling over at this point.
I prefer burning rope myself.
Hey, just so I know there's not many people here, but how many of y'all have seen us before? And so to the half dozen of you that never have, next time we come back in town, y'all going to come hang out with us again? I hope so. Appreciate y'all hanging, man. I'm going to do this one here for Shane behind the bar, because he's a bad man with jamma chase down these blues. Come on! Bartender, here's the score. My woman don't love me no more. I need me one more shot. Lord, to chase down these blues. Yeah, we have two. We're having a hell of a good time. I hope you guys are, man. And I want you folks that just showed up here about 20 minutes ago to know that we were going to do one more set and leave, but we appreciate y'all coming out after the. I take it the gap in the point spread on the ball game stayed the same, and North Carolina kicked some ass, right? I knew they would. I should have called my bookie.
It was a 10-point spread?
I would have lost, man. I would have bet 25 to 28 points on the difference. I shouldn't be admitting that shit in public, should I? Give the note, Rodan. Let's do something bluesy and sad right quick. Oh, actually, hey, I'm gonna do that next, right? This is one of the things when I'm playing to a small crowd where I recognize like 90% of everybody, we just sort of don't have any pattern or nothing. It's just whatever feels good, have fun, let the people have fun. So. Uh-oh. Give it a sec, he'll do it. Dang, I'm worried about you. Any of y'all come out here last Sunday to see my good buddy Wayne Hancock play, man? Anybody? I've known Wayne since I was 19 years old, man, and we were on tour last week up through Saturday, and he calls me Sunday night. He goes, "Hey, man, you jinxed me."
I said, how you figure? He's like, well, every night we play together, we sold out the clubs. He goes, I do good in Raleigh, man. He goes, I get to North Carolina without you, and only 30 people showed up. So now I get to call him. But I get one advantage, it's Easter Sunday. That's my excuse. I'm glad to see y'all. I wrote this song here on a park bench at DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. It's called Lonesome, Loaded, and Cold. One.
Said I ain't got no home, and so I guess it's time to roam. Now I'm a lonesome, loaded and cold. With my guitar and a jug of shine, man, I'll stumble down that line. Through the darkness, searching for the light. I see a park bench up ahead, and it's looking like my bed. I'm gonna finish this bottle and I get on through the night. Said I ain't got no home, and so I guess it's time to roam. Now I'm a lonesome, loaded and cold. Tell them down and make it count. My bottle and my pain. I got a feeling like I can't be saved, like I'm heading for my grave. But maybe in the end I'll see you on that train. And I'll lay here alone, so lost and alone. Now I'm a lonesome, loaded and cold. I'm just a lonesome, loaded and cold.
I wrote that song freezing my ass off on a park bench. I appreciate it.
Hey, Evan, you can take this monitor here just down, at least a quarter.
You want to keep that thing out for a sec?
Yeah, let's do Buddy Red Bull or something.
That's a good idea.
Hey, back in the mid-90s when Garth Brooks was trying to reinvent himself as Chris Gaines, I think he looked like a roadie for The Cure personally, but anyway, I think country music took a real shit dive around that. I mean, it was bad in the 80s, but it went real bad in the mid-90s. Garth was busy sashaying his sweet ass across the stage, and there was a fella out in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, by the name of Buddy Redbow, an American Indian songwriter. He died very young, and he wrote himself some great songs, and I just want to show you all what was going on in 1995 in South Dakota compared to Nashville. So, Reservation Cowboys, walk that E. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm the reservation cowboy, and in the Badlands is where I make my home. ride upon a saddle. I said, this here horse is all I own. And I once had me a cowgirl, and Lord, she loved the things we did. But she met a city slicker, and I guess that's all that should be said. But you know, I sometimes kinda miss her, especially when the moon is shining bright. When them coyotes start calling, that's when I ride all alone in the night.
For Buddy, man, do it.
Smiling, I give her a hug, and took a picture with her. He said, damn, JB, you really are a nice guy. And I said, don't you fucking tell anybody, I got a reputation to uphold.
I'm a nice guy about that.
Yeah, you're a real nice guy. Except at 7:30 in the morning when you've decided that the Marine Corps is where God lives and everyone else is a hippie. We were up in Lenore last night hanging out with the Young Brothers from Anti-Senior, old friends of mine. Johnny Ray and Jeff Young's fiance Teresa were like, we went through 2/5 of Jim Beam in what, 2 hours or something like that. And I'm about to go to bed. I'm like getting delirious about 6 this morning. And I hear Johnny Ray telling Teresa, she was listening to Alison Krauss, he goes, hey, turn that pussy hippie shit off and play some man music. And she's like, what? And he goes, you heard me, hippie.
I was snoring on the couch.
Actually, I didn't hear you snore once. He woke me up 15 times last night. I could have killed him, but that's another story. Well, shot of what?
Shot of Jack Daniels.
Oh, you know what I thought you said? Here's a shot of Arnold Palmer. I said, put some whiskey in that son of a bitch, man. I said, I don't drink no fucking tea and lemonade. So I figure like this. What we're going to do is do a couple more songs, take a tiny recess, and since those of you that come late, we're going to do another whole set for you guys, like I said. So I hope you're going to stick around with us, man. We appreciate it. I know it's a Sunday night. I know it's Easter. I know we're all supposed to be in church. Forgive me. But this is church. This is Roof's Music Church, man. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know this one? Don't rain me. I want y'all to know up front, if Johnny Lawless fucks this song up, it ain't his fault, he ain't played it in a while, so. Woody Guthrie time.
Said lots of folks back east, they're leaving town every day, beating that old dust away in the California line. Get out on that empty road, beating out that old dust bowl, you think you're going to the Sugar Bowl, but here's what they find. At the port of entry, you're number 14,040. If you ain't got the dough, rain me, boys. You ain't got the dough, rain me. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, dead paradise, living or sea. Believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that dough ready me.
First goes out to Dick Cheney.
You wanna buy you a home or farm that can't feel nobody harm? Just take them vacations by the mountains or sea. Don't swap that old view for a car. You better stay right where you are. Better take this little tip from me. And I look through the walnuts every day, but the headlines in the paper always say, if you ain't got the dough, boys, you ain't got the dough, rain me. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, North Carolina, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, and paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the dough, rain me. Break it down. I said, believe it or not, you won't find it.
We haven't done that one in a long time. You did pretty good, Johnny. Give Johnny Lawless a hand up. He hung in there, man. That was cool. So what did y'all say? This is fair. One more quick break and a whole set. Is that cool? Are you guys all going to hang out, man? Because we're going to do our best for you. We're going to try. Quick break. Long enough to piss, smoke a cigarette, and do the unnameable, and we'll be back.
Hey!
And somebody say, hey, don't tempt my tummy with the taste of nuts and honey. You know what, anytime we ever come to North Carolina, I don't want to play a show after hanging out with the Young Brothers ever again. My brains are fucking scrambled eggs right now, man. Yeah, dude, I've known them guys a long time. They're good people. What's this? Yeah, let's do that one. This one here is going to be
be on the new album also, and I'll tell you all the story behind it, because you know I'm from Virginia, I'm not from Texas, and I'm not trying to be Dale Watson or Wayne Herring when I say this, but here's what it is. I had a nightmare that we were on tour, we broke down on I-10 in Texas, and for whatever reason, I didn't give a fuck about these guys. I was looking for my woman in the dream. I left them on the roadside and had to go find her, and I couldn't find her in the dream, and I woke up all pissed off, and I wrote this song. It's called Walked Across Texas.
One, two, walk around.
Here in Raleigh. Are y'all still with us, man?
All right.
Well,
going to do about another 30 minutes because I know some of y'all come in late and I want you to get your, what is it, $6, $7 worth? All right. So this is just a gesture to you guys because we want to see y'all again, man. Now, I asked y'all this once before, but how many folks come here to see Brother Wayne last Sunday? All right. We want to do a song that Wayne wrote. Wayne and I got the chance to finally sing this together. It was a lot of fun. And I told him I've been covering it for about a year now. And he says, well, damn, brother, I guess I'll have to cover one of your songs. I said, well, you can if you want to. And then he smiles at me and goes, yeah, but that means I got to memorize shit. And that's when I smiled at him and said, if you were really my boy, you'd know it. Johnson City.
This evening must be this old city. Yeah, and I ain't been faring too well. Must be this old city. Yeah, and I'm just spinning my wheels. Don't think I'm going nowhere. Said I know my. She tells me all the time. Said I know my baby loves me, cause she tells me all the time. And if that gal ever leaves me, I know I'd lose my mind. And I'm going west through Johnson City. I'm leaving town today. How long I'm gonna stay, and I'm on a cruise with my baby. And I'm gonna get on I-10 and drive. And I'm going west through Johnson City, meeting that baby of mine.
Let's get some blues for Brother Wayne now. Semper Fi, dude. Semper Fi.
see only Satan grins, they know. Yeah, and there's liquor, wild women, and that's the only saving grace they know. And all that I need is me, my baby, and 1,000 miles of North Carolina road. I'm gonna get us way out yonder, underneath that starry sky. Gonna get us way out yonder, underneath that starry sky. And I got a life of living, brother, ain't gonna see it pass me by. And I'm going west through Johnson City, leaving town today. I don't know where I'm heading, how long I'm gonna stay.
I love Brother Wayne, man. Hey, I'm about out of water. Could somebody grab Shane and ask him for a bottle of water for me, please? I'd really appreciate it. Thank you, sir. So if I don't get more water, I'm going to drink more whiskey in. We all know how that song goes, don't we? Y'all want to hear another new song that's going to be on the album?
Yeah.
How about Fuck You Too? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that for you, man.
You already know it.
Excuse me?
You already know it.
I already know it. I sure as shit hope so, or I'm in the wrong fucking profession, dude. I'll tell you that.
You already know
it. I'm going to do y'all. We'll get there, darling. I'm going to do a new one here. For those of you that know my songs and the way I write, people have compared this song to Wayward Drifter, and it's pretty serious. And since it's a small crowd, I'll take 30 seconds to tell you the story. I had a dream that I was crossing over. I was at like the crossroads, and all my friends and my family was there looking at me, and they were waving to me. And I tried to wave back and tell them goodbye, but they couldn't see me or hear me after I turned around. And that dream really screwed me up, and I woke up about 5 a.m., and this is about the most serious song I've written since Wayward Drifter. It's called End of the Road. Said I raised some hell. I did it well in my younger years. And I shed my blood and innocence, and man, I've shed some tears. And I've tramped around from town to town by greyhound and by rail. And I've tasted true freedom, but I've spent some nights in jail. And I've had my share of guilt to bear, things I won't speak of. Cause I've beat some odds with evil, but I've lost my heart on love. I've had friends who've lied, friends that died, and friends who come and go. But it's just the way it has to be when your home is the road. So when you hear whistle blow, said you'll hear why I've got to go. And I'll find you in the end, don't you know? I said I'll find you at the end of the road. Said thank you. y'all think that was pretty or what? That was pretty good, wasn't it? All right, if I can get through this without having to break down, it'll be a fucking miracle.
Said I tried to find the simple kind of life to call my own. But it's just so hard to settle down when you've lived your life alone. And I'll do my best to lay to rest my bitterness and pain. I'll be here in this goddamn town until I hear that train. So when you hear that whistle blow, said you're here, why I've got to go. And I'll find you in the end, don't you know. Said I'll find you at the end of the road. I said I'll find you at the end of the road. I hope you see me at the end of the road.
That song will definitely be on the new album, I promise you. Wayne Hancock told me it's one of the most beautiful songs he's ever heard. He was like, man, I'd sing that if I could keep from crying. That's a hell of a compliment, right?
You want to do one more GoPro song, like
a Hank tune? Yeah, man, I'll do some Hank Williams for these folks. What the hell? Y'all want to hear some Hank?
Yeah!
All right. I feel like doing a, no. So I had about 2 gallons to drink the other night and I couldn't get a buzz, so running through my bucket's got a hole in it. But between that and the door money tonight, I reckon it does. On the five, one.
My bucket's got a hole in it, and I can't buy a beer. Set out now on the corner with a bucket in my hand, and I'm waiting for a woman that ain't got no man. 'Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Said my bucket's got a hole. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop, and Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. Said my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer
for old Hiram Hank Band. Do it.
My bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Rest in peace, Hiram Hank Williams. All right, we're going to do a few more and let everybody get on home safe so no one gets thrown into the doghouse by the missus, the mister, the mom, the dad, or the kids. Is that cool? You guys had a good time with us tonight? We've had a fucking blast, man. Three more songs. Four. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyone that looks like you, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to ask y'all this, and I'm being serious. I know it's going to sound funny, but the whole reason that we do this, I mean, the reason we tour and are trying to get out there and get the music out there is because, frankly, if more people don't start force-feeding something of substance, some sort of real deal, anything, into the music world, cultural music, whether it's honky-tonk, jump blues, straight blues, Dixie swing, bluegrass, whatever, it's all going to wind up in a fucking museum, if y'all understand what I'm saying. I don't think that we're any better than anybody else. We're not special, but we do care about the songs and we care about the people, and that's what this song here sums up. Dark Bar and a Jukebox.
Hold on, smoker. One, two, one.
They forgot old Hank's sorrow, they've lost the man in black. They won't give old George a chance to get his darling back. And I don't need me no hot free, I don't need Music Row. Just six strings and some heartache and I'll be good to go. I said give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Cause Toby just don't cut it, give me Haggard, give me Cole. I'm tired of watching Nashville and it's a washed up fashion show. Cause you won't find no country on country radio. Ain't that the truth? Come on. Hold Hank 3 and they don't know my name. But I'm tired of runaway cowboys and polished pop songs. What happened to our roots, man? Where did we go wrong? I said give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Yeah, Shania just don't cut it, she's a filthy dirty whore. And I'm tired of watching Nashville and it's washed up fashion show. Cause you won't find no country on country radio. Make some noise if you agree. Shit for me, how about David Allen Coe? And I'm tired of watching Nashville and its fucked up fashion show. Because you, the great people of Earl Scruggs' home state of North Carolina, even you, won't find no country on country radio. And I said, you won't find no country on country radio. Yes.
Well, on that same note, we're going to do our last cover of the evening. I'm going to send this song out to my buddy Rich back home, who once told me, he said, J.B., I love what you do. I think you're a great songwriter and you're a good friend. He goes, but you really ride those Nashville guys hard. He goes, are they really that bad? I was like, yeah. I said, do you have a working fucking radio? And he said, well, man, he goes, there's some good shit on there, isn't there? I said, dude, let me tell you something. I said, back in 1975, the Rolling Stones were more country than these pussy-ass cocksuckers I hear on the radio, okay?
Forgive my language to the ladies. But anyway, I've had a few whiskeys by this point, you can tell, right? Anyways,
damn hippie.
No, so Rich is like, he's like, well, man, you know, the Stones did some stuff that kind of had a country influence. And I said, dude, I'm here to tell you, you take the Stones at their peak, and they were more country than these guys on the FM. I don't give a shit what any of you say. So just to rub salt in Rich's wound, I'm going to do a honky-tonk version of my favorite Stones song for y'all. Dead Flowers.
Some rich folks that you know, girl, I know you won't see me at my wayward company. Darling, you know I could never be alone. Sing along if you know it. I said, take me down, little Susan, take me down.
And records taking all this pain away.
I said, take me down, little Susan, take me down.
Come on, let's hear you now.
Girl, I know you think you're the queen of the underground, and you can send me dead flowers every morning.
Country boys, we're down south,
and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Send me dead flowers by the U.S. mail. Send me dead flowers at my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
still filming? Hey, Rich, eat your heart out, you pop country listening son of a bitch. You and Tim McGraw can ride on the back of my bike.
I gotta say that among the gayest things I've ever seen in my life is Tim McGraw's Argyle green and yellow sweater.
Did y'all see that? That sweater he had? I'll tell you what,
not that there's anything wrong with
that. Hold on. Mr. Rogers would not have worn that fucking sweater. Johnny Lawless got a fantasy. He wants to abduct Kenny Chesney and get him all buck naked, tape him to the antenna on the top of his tour bus and hijack the bus. He says, I got a belt loop for that motherfucker. Whatever that's supposed to mean, I don't know. So we're going to do two more and everybody's going home safe and sound, right? All right. I'm going to take this opportunity to introduce my band to you folks. 7 years with me on the five-string banjo, the dobro, and the mandolin. That's Banjo Dan, Dan Mazur, ladies and gentlemen. This crazy son of a buck here is a former op sniper for the United States Marine Corps, former presidential guard, and a former police officer, but he gave it all up to beat the doghouse pace. That's Johnny Lawless, ladies and gentlemen. And they call me Jay fucking B. This one here don't need no introduction, man. This for you, brother. I hope your neck gets better soon, man.
I said the wind is whipping through the trees like a train through this old town. And now that everybody's gone, that heartache has come around. Tonight the moon just will not shine. I can't see the stars. I got nothing to think about except this broken heart. I said the one I love has gone away, cause she could not be true. And so I packed some things, took off my ring and put on these worn out boots. And I headed out the door like I've done before, but this time I had me a plan. And I'm gonna pick some tunes by the Raleigh Moon with Johnny Ray and Banjo Dan. Wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Now, Lord, if I get gone, I'm rambling on and I ain't looking back. Now, from the switch yard with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town and I'll sing you a song, play all night long, but I can't stick around. Hell no.
Tell you at least one more time.
And I'll be that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Now, Lord, if I get gone, I'm rambling on and I ain't looking back. Now, from the switch yard with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town and I'll sing you a song, play all night long. Stick around, tell them that.
guess I'll keep on walking and hopping on these freight trains. Cause with my silk string and without that ring, Lord, I ain't got no complaints. I'd love to spend another night with every one of you, but Lord, I love the feel of them old turning wheels, and I've got to push on through. And I'll be that wayward drifter walking down the railroad tracks. Now, Lord, if I get gone, I'm rambling on, I might not make it back. Now, from the switch yard with the soul guitar, I'm heading to your town, and I'll sing you a song, play all night long. But I, Lord, I can't stick around.
I about burst into tears on that one. God damn. We ain't rock stars, and we don't do encores and shit. We just play. We hope y'all have really enjoyed yourselves. We've had a great time coming back to Raleigh, and I want to thank Marianne and Shane, Evan, and all you guys for hanging out with us. I know you can be with your families, your friends, your girlfriends, your wives, your mistresses, whatever, but y'all decided to come hang out with us. And for what it's worth to you, it means the fucking world to me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hope y'all had a great time. So now, one more song, and I've had to choose it wisely. The ladies in the room need to forgive me because this is a profane song, but you can get in on this too. How many of y'all have ever had your heart broken? All right, how many of you have never had your heart broken? Who's never had their heart broken? Anybody never had their heart broken? Well, good, there's no liars in here. I wrote this song as a joke back in 1997. And it's the most requested song I get wherever I go, and it fucking amazes me, to be honest with you, because it's a complete, just, you know, tongue-in-cheek joke song. But here's the way it works. The song is called Anyone That Looks Like You, and the key word in the refrain is a big old fuck you. And when you hear it, I want y'all to picture whoever broke your heart the worst, looking back in your head. Just picture that person that got you. And when I say fuck you, I want to hear you all, with that person in mind, yell it right the fuck back, and we're gonna have a big old hillbilly exorcism tonight, okay? Are we down? I think you'll appreciate this. Anyone that looks like you. Let me get a 1-5-1 on this here.
And I see you staring at me. What it is you want me to be. And all I know is that we're through. Stop here. And I've got one last thing to say to you.
Picture them. Here's your part right after me. Ready?
And I said, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And anyone that looks like you. I said, fuck you, and anyone who'd fuck you too. And I said, fuck you, and anyone that looks like you. And I'd even go so far as to say your mama too. And I know you hate me when I drink, I come home smelling like Maker's Mark, and you don't know what to think. And now all your bitching is making me blue. And girl, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Come on, y'all. And I said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And anyone that looks like you.
Picture.
I said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And anyone who'd fuck you too. You and anyone that looks like you, and that goes for that fat old bitch you call your mama today. You are so afraid to live, and I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I've got this old feeling so true. And I said, fuck you,
fuck you,
and anyone that looks like you. And I said, fuck you, and anyone who'd fuck you too. Can't hear ya. I said, fuck you, one that looks like you. I told you that goes for that fat old bitch you call your mama today.
Picture that person right now. Let's do it together. Ready?
And I said, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And anyone that looks like you. And I said, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And anyone who fuck you too. Everybody. I said, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And anyone that looks like you. And conversely.
Conversely.
I think that would mean,
that would have to mean,
fuck me too.
Y'all have a great night. Happy Easter to y'all. As Banjo Dan Major, Johnny Lawless, I'm JB Beverly. We are the Wayward Drifters. Good night and God bless.